What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pigott, host of the Paul Pigott Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of the Terminator. Arnold himself warns that we're raising a generation of wimps. Before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur.
Lit. That slap. And it's that one, that everybody talking about this old new drink. They like, that's that turn, that lit, that slap. And it's that one, that everybody talking about this old new drink. They like.
They like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Go to the home page, click on the online order button. You'll see right there on the home page that'll take you to Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper online order link. You must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, there's locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Just click on our locations under DizzleBrand.com, and you'll see all the in-store locations and also other online order links as well. Don't forget the Dizzle Brand merch. Available at DizzleBrand.com on the merchandise store. And it's also available at Etsy.com. It's ETSY.com/shop/DizzleBrand or just search for Dizzle Brand. All right, let's get into it. The Terminator himself, Arnold, Mr. Eraser, saying, hey, we're raising a generation of wimps.
It seems like it's avoiding the big issue.
Well, to me, it's all about hard work. You know, and that's why I say in my book, you know, work your ass off. And because there's no shortcut. And you have to kind of put the work in. And, you know, I talked earlier about the bicep. The more you kind of torture the bicep, you know, the more resistance you give it and the more pain there is, the more it grows. The same is with us, with the human mind. The human mind can only really grow through resistance. You can only strengthen your character and become a really strong person inside if you have resistance.
So what he's saying there is if you're a robot, you just believe everything you're told, you can't grow. You can't grow. You got to resist some of the things you're told and search out the knowledge for yourself. You know, or go make sure, or resist it all and make sure you search out all of the evidence for yourself. Don't just take everybody's word for it.
If you fail, if you get up again, and if you work hard, and if you work your ass off, and if you struggle, the more you struggle, the further you're going to go and the stronger you're going to get. So it's just the way the rule works. Anyone that tries to baby themselves and pamper themselves and trying to protect themselves, oh, I don't want to feel bad, or I don't really want to go through any discomfort, it's over. You're never going to get there. That's just the way it is. I mean, you have to be able to struggle, and if you're not able to, work on that, that you're learning how to accept pain, misery, and discomfort, all of the things that you don't like, because the more you experience the things that you really don't like, the more you can grow and the tougher you get and the more you can handle. I mean, it's just that simple. So many young kids that they kind of shy away from that, but you have to be attracted to that. Just think about, and I talk about that in the book, I mean, what built this country? What built this country? Is it people that slept in? Is it people that were wimping out? That says, oh, I want to feel good, I want to be comfortable. No, these were ballsy women and men that went out there at 5 in the morning and got up and they struggled and they fought and they worked their butts off. That's what made this country great. And so now let's continue this way. Don't start creating a generation of wimps and weak people and stuff like that, where we go into be concerned about how are you feeling today? Oh, I don't want to hurt you feelings, and also it's nice to be considerate. Yes, I totally agree with that, but let's not over baby the kids, and let's not over baby kind of the people. I mean, let's go and teach kids to be tough, to go out and do sports, to go and study, to struggle, and, you know, to go through this kind of painful moment sometimes.
I don't always agree with Arnold, but I totally agree with him on this sense. Like, I literally work 7 days a week, not because I have to, because I want to. There's days when I don't get a lot of orders on Sundays, and I could just say, I'm going to just watch TV all day long and just eat junk food and do whatever. But I never do. I never do. There's days where I could say, hey, you know what? I'm going to sleep in and sleep in for like 3 or 4 extra hours. Never do. Never do, man. Because I still haven't fully reached the point I want to be. Even when I reach that point, it probably won't be enough. I'll probably want more, you know, because that's how success is. Yeah, there's not a lot of tough people. I think I like, when I think of tough people, I think of like the picture of the guy in like New York where he's sitting on a steel beam, like way up in the air, and there's just some wires holding it. I think of my grandfather who moved out when he was 16 years old to work on a farm for 3 meals a day, roof over his head, not a penny to his pocket, and went to the military 2 years later, does 20 years in the Army, then 20 years at Brownies, you know. I think of Charlie Harnish, the guy I worked for, first guy I ever worked for, owned 7 McDonald's. You know, I think about what kind of credit did this guy have to get a loan from the bank to buy 7 McDonald's, you know. And that's the thing, from day one, I've always, ever since my first job, I was directly linked into successful people, because the person I was making music with, you know, James Harnish, his dad was Charlie Harnish, you know. So I rap with the son of a guy who was a millionaire, you know, and we worked at McDonald's down there, and he was trying to build something, you know, trying to get his son, you know, to come down there and build the empire. But he didn't get what his dad was doing. You know, he was greedy, he was selfish, and, you know, I don't want to say he lost his way, because he never found his way. You know, I'm supposed to be owning a McDonald's right now. I'm literally supposed to own a McDonald's right now, but now I'm a music promoter, podcaster, you know, and all that good stuff, and definitely working hard over here. I mean, we got Promo Palace LLC, we got New Litter Apparel, we got Dizzle Brand, we got Circle of Kings podcast, we got Live from Vietnam's podcast, we got Nam Juice coming soon, and more to come. Yeah, I totally agree. Like, this new generation, you know, this mindset, they like, I want to work 4 days and get paid for 5. It won't ever work for me. Thinking you're going to get paid 4 days and get paid 5. And, you know, back in the days when there was no economy and everybody was living on the land, living off the land, you had to work. You weren't eating if you didn't work. You wasn't out hunting. You wasn't getting no food. You know, men were hunting and women were gathering berries and things of that nature. And if all that wasn't get done, somebody wasn't eating. You know why? Because if the men go out and they fell on hunting back in the days, you didn't kill nothing, then y'all eating berries and nuts that the women gathered. So they got to be doing their job of gathering berries and nuts and whatever else, just in case you don't catch a deer or something. Because it wasn't like men were hunting every single day and they were catching something every single day. No, they were hunting every single day, but they wasn't necessarily catching something every single day. And there was no, like, let's take, you know, a day off. That's some old religious shit. That's some old shit that man brought in when religion came about. Let's take a Sunday off. I don't even believe I'll take the Sundays off. Chick-fil-A is leaving so much money on the table right now. They will be so high on the fast food list if they would open up for Sundays. And that could change, because Chick-fil-A is going pretty liberal and woke of late. So who knows? But yeah, man, Terminator's right. Mr. Eraser's right. The commando is right. We're raising a bunch of wimps, bunch of, you know, sissies. Don't want to work for nothing. Want everything handed for them. Think they're entitled to things they haven't even earned, things they haven't even worked for. That's crazy. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. There's not more to say. I totally agree with the Terminator on this one. We're definitely raising a generation of wimps. And once again, I want y'all to definitely don't forget the video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Peace, and I'm out.